Alloway Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, April 25th, 2017. It is 5:39 p.m.
I'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. Lee Bushing here. David Dorn is not here. Bob Ferguson
is here.
Martha Bonney is excused. Angela Qualchuk-Adrians
here.
Kelsey Prescott
here.
Trustee Rob Atwood
here.
Chris Clark, our staff liaison,
here.
Do we have any members of the public here who are here for agenda items or other than what's on the agenda?
Yes.
And you are?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd just like to...
Hold on. Yep, to move ahead to approval of minutes.
Yeah, we'll see the other stuff first.
And we'll come back to you when we get to public appearances. Do we have any modifications to the agenda as it was sent out? Or do I have a motion to adopt?
Motion
to adopt by Rob. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Kelsey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? adopted. Approval of the March 28th, 2017 minutes, which were sent out to us and copies are available. Any changes or corrections, or do I have a motion to approve the minutes as is?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Kelsey. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Bob.
Take a pick. Bob is good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Our minutes are approved. Now, Jim, public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I belong to a trails group that has been actively eradicating buckthorn in the Sunset Park area. I'd just like to encourage that we apply for grants to continue rehabilitating that area and planting wild native plants, getting walking trails in there, and then improving the fishing habitat there. So we have people who would be willing to help write grants to go after that type of thing if there's motivation.
I can comment on that. This is a project that we've been working on for several years with several different volunteer groups, and we plan to continually work on that as funding and time allows, and work with volunteer groups. And this is a location that's between, or just north of the Fox Point Boat Launch, along the Fox River Trail there. And you know, we have a plan put in place as far as what we're looking to try to do there with installation of a short trail loop and some other amenities to go along with that. We've been, over the last several years, trying to get the buckthorn under control, and which we're going to continue to do, and then come in with some native plantings to try to establish those and some of that work. So,
and we'd be open to doing something similar to that at the Lazar Street kayak launch. So that's another area that would be good to look at.
Is the group that you're doing this with, Jim, is it a loose volunteer group?
No,
or is that
we've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now. We started with a coalition of groups. I was with the Fox Wisconsin Heritage Parkway, which was connecting Green Bay with the Mississippi River environmentally and historically, and doing some other things. We put in we arranged for the handicapped kayak launches along the river. That was our project that we got started. And then also with the Friends of the Fox River Trail. So, because the trail runs right through there, I belong to that group too. And then there's other environmental groups. I'm on the Mayor's Beautification Committee in Green Bay, and with the Bear Creek Foundation. So that's how we came up with the plan for buckthorn removal. And it just so happens that the plan that the Village of Alloway has done is much better than everybody else's. because we had because we had a coalition of the volunteers, we had the village and the county all doing the types of things that they like to do. So the county and the village had heavy equipment that they can use, whereas and when we do work in other parks, we have to do everything with just hand tools, and that never works. Because the village and the county had the big equipment, and we had the volunteers to haul all the shrub to the shredders and to the chippers and to do herbicide on the stumps. So we had a lot of the manual labor, and they were doing the intensive stuff and got a ton of work done. And all the other groups are a little bit jealous because they can't cover, and we got about 2 acres done pretty well. And so it really worked well.
Thanks. Any other questions or comments for Jim? Great. Thank you. Anything else on public appearances? We'll move on to information. Committee member appointments.
I just wanted to update the committee on reappointments, I guess it would be. Lee Boucher is now appointed through, looks like, the year 2020. That just sounds weird, doesn't it? And Bob Ferguson as well through 2020. I did clarify, I recall you had a question about length of term.
Yeah.
It's 10 consecutive years.
Okay.
So, that will put you and Bob through the years 2020. So.
Okay.
And then next meeting we will have on our agenda to appoint a new committee chair.
Good. So,
unless Lee wants to continue to do it.
I would certainly encourage someone else to step forward. So. But if you don't want to, make sure you attend the meeting. So.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be the one that
don't
doesn't
be
attend.
It's happened before.
It sure has.
Get that in the minutes, and that'll be our most well-attended meeting ever.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Emeril Ashbore.
I want to thank Lee again for bringing this up at our last meeting. At that time, we did not have a positive find. Within a week after that, we found that Emerald Ash Borer had infested a tree down along the East River just north of Wheezy Park. And we received, that would have been earlier this month, we received positive confirmation from Wisconsin DNR on that. So,
and that would actually be on village property.
That is correct. That tree was on village property and along the trail over there. Actually, one of our trustees, Lynn Green, brought it to my attention as she was taking a walk down the trail. But we're not alone. City of DePere, City of Green Bay, Village of Howard, Ashwaubenon, they have all had finds. And then just recently, Village of Bellevue has now joined the club, per se. With this find, we don't foresee doing anything different than what has been done. Our county is quarantined, will remain quarantined. Matter of fact, the southern half of Wisconsin is quarantined with the exception of, I believe, two counties, Waupaca and Washer County. And community-wise, in talking with people that are in urban forestry or community forestry, they pretty much think they have it, just haven't found it yet, kind of like we were. So. We put out a notice, several notices throughout, our social media network. I hung these flyers in the parks along the trail as well, and, we posted on our website, so trying to get the information out as much as possible to our community. And if anyone has questions, they can find information on our website or call our office. So.
questions for Chris on this? Sorry for bringing it up.
That's all right.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day, yes, it's that time of year. Arbor Day is actually this week. This week, Friday, is the official Arbor Day. But we will be celebrating Arbor Day on Thursday, the 27th. We're having a ceremony, tree planting program ceremony with elementary students from Langlade Elementary School, working with the first grade students over there. This, I think, is our third year we've been working with Langlade first grade students. So giving them a little bit of history on Arbor Day, and then we'll be including them with some tree plantings. We're going to be planting some trees along Libel Street, right by the school, in the street right away, putting in some ivory silk Japanese tree lilacs. There's overhead wires there, so we're putting in small stature trees that won't be an issue into the electric wires. So that's our program. We start at 10:30. Hopefully the rain will be done by then. Last year we got rained on as well, but hopefully we're hoping that rain will be done by then. Just a quick follow-up to that. Alloway has been chosen to host the Green Bay Packers First Downs for Trees tree planting, which is kind of in association with Arbor Day. And the First Downs for Trees is a program that the Green Bay Packers give local communities trees to plant in their on public grounds, whether it's in a park, along a street, and whatnot. But each year they go to a different one of the communities to hold a little program and event. And this year we will be doing it in Green Isle Park and planning that on May 25th. That's the tentative date right now. More info will be coming as that time draws near. Well, I will let everyone from the committee know, in case anyone wants to attend. But it's attended by various individuals from the Green Bay Packer organization. Mark Murphy always attends. And then they usually get some Packer alums to come along as well. So.
Does Mark Murphy live in Elway? Seen him at Gallagher's a few times.
Good question. That I don't know.
Aaron Popke every morning, so maybe the Pierre.
The Pierre, okay.
That could be Aaron Popke, who is the public relations, something with public relations for the Packers. He does live in Alloway, and he will be attending as well. So. But I will get out more information as that drops near for the community.
Thank you.
In the Pierre.
Oh, okay.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
In support of your Arbor Day thing, there's a great quote out there. You're doing the Arbor Day thing with the kids. There's a great quote out there, Chinese quote, that says, if your plan is for a year, plant rice. If your plan is for 10 years, plant a tree. And if your plan is for 100 years, teach a child. So I thought that was very good.
Thank you, Jim. That is very nice.
Moving on, number six, discussion and action. Amendment to the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan to include a future recreation trail corridor along the west side of the East River.
This was a agenda item that Angie had asked that we put on the agenda to bring back, and I think, yeah, I have mine here. To bring back and to discuss and potentially take action on for amendment to our comprehensive outdoor rec plan to include the trail corridor along the west side of the East River. So with that, Angie, would you like take over a little bit, explain? And
well, really, I could almost let Jim take it over, but if you all remember, for those that were here when Jim kind of brought this idea of these trail connections. He was talking about the complete streets, but really there's village-owned property that is at the end of a number of streets along the west side of the East River, so kind of going from East St. Joseph south and connecting to Alloway Avenue. So, and that was something that when we were looking at our outdoor rec plan, it wasn't really on our radar at all, and since it was brought up and You know, there's a great opportunity to expand the trail there, make a connection from East St. Joseph, where, you know, there could be potentially an arboretum trail along there. There would be, you know, a great opportunity to bring a connection from there down to Alloway and then, you know, over onto the East River Trail. So the other thing, that the other impetus to kind of, I guess, do it as an amendment versus wait 5 years with the update is that, you know, there is already one example where a property owner was able to acquire, you know, a little bit of property at the end of one of these roads because it was adjacent to their property, and it was, you know, an easy process for them to get that. Being on the Plan Commission, we didn't really see any reason to deny that request, but if we were to update our plan and this trail corridor, future trail corridor, is outlined in there, then at least as a Plan Commission member, we can refer to that then and say, well, you know, deny that request because this is land we hope to potentially have a trail on someday. Does that pretty much get at what you want me to cover, or is there something else?
Yeah. The information I handed out was just some information that I put together that included excerpts from both our comprehensive outdoor rec plan as it stands right now, as well as some of the mapping from the bicycle and the village's comprehensive bicycle and pedestrian plan. There's also a map there that shows the village-owned properties north of Green Isle Park that are along the river. That's the one that has all the red little, which corresponds to what's up here on the screen as well, that are, you know, East River Parkway that are in green here. So just a few things I wanted to touch on just to give the committee some information. Angela was right with regards to rather than waiting, you know, that's something the committee can decide. But it was in our plan to do something on the East River Parkway. It didn't say specific, but it talked about putting in trails along the East River Parkway. Gave us some time frame as far as this was looked at as a long-term time frame to do that type of work. It was not something that was looked at as a 0 to 5 year or 5 to 10 year. It was more of that 10 plus year time frame. And the consultant that had put all this together also came up with some estimated costs of, you know, and a construction of trail boardwalk along there. They didn't say how much lineal foot that would be. You know, they threw in a number of $500,000, you know, so which potentially, you know, especially if you're looking where if you'd have to construct in floodplains and wetlands, that can get eaten up pretty quick, truthfully, because of the way you'd have to construct, you know, something like that. Also called, you know, for in our plan, as well as the bike and ped plan, you know, to look at in the future at putting that bridge across. And I think Jim had even brought that up, you know, in previous meetings. You know, putting that bridge across in this location that would connect where that arboretum trail comes down here, and then this is in Bellevue, right? You know, on the east side of the river there, but that is the East River Trail, you know, at that location too. So, just wanted to, you know, provide that information as well, you know, so that the committee is aware of everything that was involved in that and corresponded with that. That information has been in our plan. And you know, our plan's already a year old, so we're looking at 4 years now.
Okay. So when the next update. So it's kind of your recommendation that we just wait on the update because you feel like what's in there is adequate enough. And, you know, I guess I know this East River Parkway is quite, you know,
extensive.
A large area. Yeah, so I feel, you know, like I was remiss in not making that connection at the Plan Commission and bringing that up because I guess I just didn't make that connection that, okay, this is the East River Parkway. We have it in there. It says that there's potential for trails and stuff, so I didn't really make that connection.
Right. And that would be very easily, you know, missed, really, you know, especially if, you know, you're in this committee as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you weren't on the Planning Commission and this committee, no.
Yeah, then
any
there
other
no
planning
chance
commission member probably wouldn't know it at all, so that's understandable. I look at it from our perspective of, you know, is it worth amending our current plan, or knowing that because of time frame, costs, and what our plan says about long range priority of something like this, or do we just make note of it and then make sure that the next plan update in 4 years, okay, that gets included and it gets outlined a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
So
yeah, maybe just, you know, even the fact that it's in the minutes that this is something that we want could be enough for, I don't know, whether a report or something,
sure,
to go back so that in the,
sure,
future that we've, you know, made note that,
mm-hmm,
you know, that there are any, mm-hmm, requests for,
sure,
acquisition of property in there should maybe be considered that that's not in line with our park and rec plan.
I do also know that the Planning Commission has specifically started to ask that they be updated on other standing committees. So Trevor is starting to,
okay,
do that as,
yeah,
well, so that what we're talking about here, you know, they'll be actually during their meeting now, he's going to give them an update on, you know, what's been on our agenda, what we're talking about, and things like,
yeah,
that,
that
so
help,
that they're more updated,
yeah,
on some of the things that we're looking into.
Okay, sure.
Remind me, the piece that was sold would be problematic to this plan then?
No, as I remember correctly, there's still enough where we could still
have a trail.
My concern was just that if that becomes a trend then and others,
mm-hmm,
start requesting the same, we could start to lose a lot of that.
Okay. This is the home. And they acquired up to here. So
I think they acquired, didn't they?
I'm sorry, it's right there.
Yeah,
it's right there.
They vacated,
yeah,
the street.
Yeah. So, it's that whole section. Yeah, you're right. I apologize. It's this whole little section, you know, and then obviously the right-of-way, you know, is still there around the cul-de-sac. So, from this all the way to the river is still village-owned property.
Yeah.
Along there.
Now,
so
the other side of the river, is that where the trail is just going down Bellevue? And it's in front of, is that right in front of the big slaughterhouse?
No.
No, it's this way up.
Let me see where it's railroad tracks. Okay, railroad tracks are right here. KI is right there.
Okay.
So, right place is right here. So, yeah, that's
okay,
the trail, right, you know, comes up here past the right place.
And then it sort of ends where it ends, the red ends there,
correct,
and it goes out to the street.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then picks up north of
it. And then, correct. And then,
right.
Yeah. And then picks up in this area.
To all the Bear Creek.
And
right.
I had also heard, and I'm not sure if anybody has any more information on, but at one point, it may not happen any longer now that the UW Extension is getting sold, but at one time there was talk of trying to get a bridge crossing right in this area too from Green Bay over to the,
mm-hmm,
extension.
Mm-hmm.
But now that property is going to be sold to the school district, I believe. So
the new Head Start program.
Correct. So, but
I do have a smaller plan that could actually work. I sell real estate down there, okay, along those street ends. And Memory, can you zoom in on Memory Street, which is the second cul-de-sac, not the first one, off of Alloway Avenue? Okay. Yeah. Let's see. So we see that one there. So if you come down to Memory, what I'd like to see would be Memory Park, tying into my diet soda and my Alzheimer's. Okay.
Sure.
So if you just connected Memory Park to Alloway Avenue, you would then be able to get the people on that cul-de-sac started getting over to the East River Trail and then over to the right place and that type of thing. So I spent a bunch of time looking at all the other parcels that I'd like to buy for $100 a piece, and I planned it out myself, but I'm going like, but I don't have the money to improve it.
Sure.
But I could afford to buy them for $100 a piece.
Yeah.
But then we're no better off. So, and if I thought if I could buy it for $100, everybody else, you know, it's now common knowledge. But the end of memory has enough land that that could become a park to view the northern pike spawning grounds, which the DNR is now rehabilitating right there, right across the street, right across the river from there. So and we have people up to see the sturgeon spawning. We don't have the sturgeon in that river, but hopefully, whether it's 5 years or 10 years from now, there'll be northern pike in there, and that will be better. So I would like to see a memory park there that people can walk to and get out of their house. That would connect over to the trail, and then they'd be able to walk all the way up to the new spawning grounds that they're doing. And that the spawning grounds would be just beyond the right place. Mm-hmm. They're going to go up the river and dredge.
This location right here, there's an outfall, which is it's a location where, you know, pipe comes out that handles stormwater. There's an outfall right there, so this location would most likely, you know, always be maintained to some extent because of needing access to make sure that they can maintain, you know, our Public Works Department can maintain and make sure that that stays in working order and that. So, but and then you can see on this aerial photo easily tell that where, and actually what used to be mostly phragmites, but you can see where all that, all this light color is all wetlands.
Yeah.
You know, it's all wetland area. And that, so.
So that was a small, that was, if I had to cut the project in half, I'd just do the memory park and then do something over at the, over on St. Joseph's Street and a walking loop over there. And even if they're not connected, it gets people walking.
And this green space down here is
that
village property.
Correct.
And then there's sidewalk along.
Right. So
the gallery right there.
Which property do you say is that green area?
This right here?
Yeah.
That's village property.
Oh, that is?
And then across the road here is village property as well.
I always wondered. Yep.
So why are those maintained?
Why are they maintained?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
There's a bridge back.
I don't have the answer to that, the period of time that I've been employed here, they've been maintained. So,
okay.
And there's in that little parking area right there.
There's a little parking area there. So, you know, it's open green space and that. Mm-hmm. You know, and the village historically had, acquired a lot of that parkway along the East River, you know, as a protective measure.
Yeah.
You know, environmental protective
measure. Is it as close to that duplex as it looks, that green right here?
This right here?
Yeah.
Oh, I would bet you it probably is, yeah.
Yeah. That looks like their lawn.
The way parcels are laid out in this community, there's a lot of places where they're real close.
Yeah.
But, all right.
So, it's funny about just looking at that picture is because I don't think the folks that live in this one realize that the property line goes like this because they always maintain it.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. We see that all over the community.
Yeah.
With regards to that. So, you know, but speaking of potential future trails, you know, one of the thoughts was Billy Jones this too. But there's five parcels right here that are private. So, you know, we're cut off. So in the future, you know, multiple ideas that could take place.
Do you nice area.
Try to acquire property along there or, you know, at some point in time, you know, you look at the bicycle and pedestrian plan and talk of trying to get, bicycle and sidewalks along East River Trail. So
when you're talking about obtain parcels and easements, is
that was what it was thought of, was that exact.
That's
exactly correct.
How far down does that go that's all taken from?
There's two parcels right here that are private, and then this
you
is the mile
park. Mostly village owners.
This, this parcel is owned by this person, though, isn't it?
Yes, you are correct.
And you drive by this parcel, wave to me.
Okay.
So do the Grunwalds still live there? Rob? Who lives in the house across the street from you? The Grunwalds still?
Yeah. But she's got something going on there. they've totally gutted that house, and that parcel of property that is, you know, spun off to it, to the south, yeah, that one right there where the hand is now being maintained and groomed and fertilized, and, you know, they're maintaining that, and before they never did, which was fine. I mean, it wasn't an eyesore by any stretch of the imagination.
So, walk through the village. So, as far as action on this agenda item at this point, is there anything that we want to do or recommend that we do?
Well, since it's on the agenda, don't we need to take some type of action on it now that it's there? But then your recommendation is just wait for the update.
Correct.
Correct. So, is there anything we could go on record of saying in regards to?
I'll make a motion since I brought it up, and I move that we do not amend the comprehensive outdoor rec plan at this time. Instead, wait for the update, but provide an update to the plan commission so that they know our intentions to try to expand a trail along that section or along that area of the East River corridor. Or what was it called? The East River Parkway?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could probably word that better, but you get the gist of it.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Kelsey. Any further discussion or questions or thoughts on that before we take it to vote? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Sure.
Discussion item, urban wildlife management in the village of Alloway. This is almost in response to another question I was going to ask.
You want to go
stop asking questions.
All right.
Can I turkey hunt in my backyard?
And yes, you can. Actually, by state law, Act 71, private property owners are allowed to hunt within. It has to be 100 yards from an occupied building, hunting with archery equipment or crossbow, and or have to have permission of everyone within 100 yards to do that. So that is state law that was put into place in 2013.
So and or would be if it was under 100 yards?
If it was under 100 yards, then you have to get permission of those property owners,
I see.
That are occupying those structures.
That's for any wildlife?
Legally hunted wildlife.
Legally?
Yes. And that is utilizing legally obtained hunting licenses. So
what prompted us to put this on the agenda today?
So we have received inquiries and calls and emails over the years of, you know, we see deer. What's the village going to do about the deer population? You know, they're eating our plants, things like that. So this did come up at one time. I believe, Lee, you were on the committee at that time. It had been talked about, and there were some open listening sessions with the community and whatnot.
And we hired a helicopter in conjunction with DePere and kind of did a survey. I think maybe Bellevue too. And
there are like a number of like 47 for some reason comes to mind.
At least it was a survey of deer. We counted deer in the winter where you could see them from above because of the snow cover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was like around 40 plus deer that lived in the village. Most of them or along the East River, at least where they spotted them, were along the East River, Fox River, and the Abbey.
Here's a map with the counts on it that shows the various locations that they counted the deer and the numbers. And this was back in 2014. So, you know, it's a few years old, what the deer populations are now. No one really knows. So
Do you suspect it's up, though?
I suspect that it is about stable with those numbers, truthfully.
Okay.
One thing that I think that has contributed to a couple of recent sightings is that we removed habitat last fall by mowing down phragmites along the river.
Yeah.
So, which makes it a lot easier to see the deer now than you did before. You know, and then again, when we do hear concerns from residents, and I handed out a sheet there that just compiling both turkey and deer call-ins or emails or whatnot, a lot of them correspond with that map on those locations, whether it's near where there are areas of, you know, the rivers, typically, whether it's East River or the Fox River, or on the southern border where the Abbey property is, which is more or less farmland. You know, it's farmed annually. I think that the fact of that Act 71 has been put in place has helped to be used as a tool for some to legally, you know, cull some of the concerns. The numbers that are on this list, I probably have that many number of individuals that have contacted us asking if they can hunt, you know, within the village. And I tell them about Act 71, and they're like, okay, great. That's the last I hear from them. So kind of on them then to abide by that law and, you know, seek that out. So I did recently obtain as recent information as I could for deer crashes in Brown County. It's 2015 information. They didn't have 2016s compiled yet. But from police reports, the village of Alloway had 10. Village of Ashwaubenon had 21. Bellevue had 42. De Pere had 15. City of Green Bay had 22. Suamico had 60. Denmark, 15. You know, kind of all over the board. Pulaski, 4. Maybe that's just because it's in the Brown County section of Pulaski.
I don't know. That's small.
But kind of all over the board. You know, from that information, I would deduct that, we're on the lower end of the scale when it comes to any vehicular accidents. And if you think about Highway 172 running through town, that's where a lot of police reports come from. You know, it's from Highway 172. So we do receive, you know, annually we receive a few, you know, people that from the community that call in and say, I've got, you know, X amount of deer in my backyard. They're eating my plants, you know, and I try to, you know, educate them with regards to how they, as a homeowner, can try to, you know, protect their landscapes and deter deer. Say that 5 times quick, right? To try to prevent them from doing that. That's kind of where we're sitting right now. Back in 2013, when the aerial survey was done, it was done with conjunction with De Pere and Ashwaubenon. Since then, De Pere has gone the route that Alloway has, you know, and just educating people with regards to Act 71. And, we did create an ordinance, both De Pere, all three, De Pere, Ashwaubenon, and us created ordinances against feeding of deer, as well as Village of Ashwaubenon did change their ordinance from the 100 yards. They shrank it down to 50 yards to allow for a little bit more ability to make it a little easier for people if they so wish to, you know, partake in hunting on private properties. They do not, at this point in time, allow hunting on public properties. So, from corresponding with the village there, they have seen a decrease, yes, But eradication, once, you know, similar to any other issue that you would have, you know, eradication isn't an answer. It never will be, because the habitat is there. If you take, now this is Wildlife 101. If you have the habitat, you take 5 deer away from there, it creates a void. 5 deer are going to go in there from someplace, whether they're born, whether they come across the river from Bellevue, which is still a lot of agricultural land, you know, or whatnot. The habitat's there. The animals are going to fill that void. So, and they're protected because they're in the community, you know, in within city limits and that type of stuff.
What about the graveyard?
That's private property.
A lot of turkeys.
I even had an individual contact me and ask me about that particular.
That could be taken, you know, a couple
the cemetery.
Of ways. That could be taken a couple of ways.
Yeah.
Turkeys in the cemetery.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So,
but yeah, I had an individual ask me specifically about the cemetery. I said, private property.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know that you get any complaints from the people in there, but they got to get permission from the owners of the cemetery. Turkeys I think are less calls, you know, but the people that do call that have legitimate concerns, whether it's, you know, the turkeys being aggressive, you know, towards them, especially during mating periods, or, you know, roosting in trees in their yard and causing a mess that way, or whatnot. So, I wanted to just bring the conversation back to this committee to give you some information, some updates, and see if this is anything that the committee would think that we would want to continue to talk about, or see if we wanted to move forward with anything, or, you know, try to get more information or whatnot, or just kind of get your ideas as well and your thoughts, and kind of leave it as an open discussion.
So when people call up, what is their, I guess, hope or intention? Are they thinking that it's something that you guys will come and get the animals out of their yard or hunt them for them? I mean, what's their wish?
You know, truthfully, I think it's... every person has, you know, a different idea of what they want.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing that I hear is they want the deer to stop eating their plants.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care how that happens. You know,
and
they don't say, they don't tell me, please come and shoot the deer and get them out of here.
But they're calling you, so they're thinking you're going to do something about it.
Right, or what the village is going to do about it. Does the village have a plan put in place? Does the village... Do they have hunting? You know, many people were involved with the listening sessions, and they knew about it, and I think it's a little cyclical as well. You know, depending on the weather and different things like that. You know, you get the herds, you know, the different deer populations within the community will grow and shrink and different things like that.
Yeah, we have. Pretty good turnout, you know, for those listening sessions. People weren't really opposed to hunting in the village, although, in fact, a lot of people that turned up were kind of pro-hunting people who wanted to hunt in the village, because we've got some pretty big bucks, you know, on these and stuff. But the biggest, probably the trend and the concern was they just didn't want to see people like setting up deer stands along the East River Trail. You know, you're out there, you know, walking, running, and somebody's, you know, hunting. And so there was an appropriate concern about that. But overall, the conclusion at that point is there wasn't a predominant feeling one way or the other, or really a need to change any of the audiences, and really going more again with the education approach of what's currently allowed or what you can do at this time to deter, you know, the damage. And, you know, maybe out of this, one thing I suggest, Chris, is maybe it's time to use, you know, the alloy buzz or whatever to, again, you know, just focus a little bit on the state of urban wildlife in the village of Alloway and what people can do if they have concerns. It just might be another education time. Because I think it's been a while since we've seen anything like that promoted.
Using our social media.
And there's plants out there, I know, that deter them, so maybe just some educational information is needed.
Sure. There won't be many tulips on Braeburn Court this year because we've had two deer who kind of have taken up residence, and all of the neighbors are talking about them. They left the daffodils alone, but they've taken down most of the tulips.
Well, you can tell that a lot of those deer in those herds that are here were born here. I mean, sure. They're so non-threatened I can walk with my dog from you to me away.
Wow.
And they just look at you like, what are you doing in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
And they're not aggressive. Yeah.
No, it's a popular time because I think the plant shoots are coming up now. They're tender and fresh.
Right.
And, there isn't a huge food source out there for them, so they're going to the flower gardens, as their food source.
And that brings up a good point, Lee. It, depending on time of year, the deer will seem more prevalent. Coming up here in the spring, Wildlife 101 again, when deer are giving birth, you're not going to see the does. They're going to be hiding because they want to make sure that their fawns, when they give birth to them, are hidden. So they're not going to be as prevalent, out and about.
But they kick their yearlings out.
They do.
Those are the ones
they do. You were correct. They do disperse those. So one thing I did want to mention, I forgot when you were talking about hunting and whatnot. I did want to point out in our survey from our comprehensive outdoor rec plan, two individuals did make note in one of the open questions that they did not want to see open huntings in the village. So there were two comments, and I just wanted to point that out.
Maybe with our update, we should have a couple of questions regarding wildlife management that we could then refer to when this is brought up.
And perhaps, the other side of this is how many calls do you not get that are, my children got to see deer in our yard this morning and it was magical, I really enjoy seeing them and I plant appropriate plants so that they don't eat my yard. But, there's probably, I would guess, significantly more of that than there is this, angry with.
No, and you are correct. There are people out there that enjoy seeing wildlife and they welcome them.
Right.
And that. So,
perhaps in any communication, there's an element of positivity so that it doesn't necessarily inflame, just every negative ninny.
And that's where a survey question might be good because then you get more comprehensive input on it and you see both sides of it. And
that's a potential, too, that at some point we could do just a specific survey just for urban wildlife, to gauge the communities, which way that, do they have issues? Do they, wish that the village goes, down one road or another? Or, and maybe it's not even just deer. It could be turkeys. Could be the other, geese, That's actually one that I have issues with when it comes to parks.
Yeah.
Especially along the river. You got issues with geese, and I would guarantee you, because they're more nocturnal, that people don't see them, but coyotes in the urban setting, they're all over the place. And you watch the PBS shows when they talk about that. They did a show on coyotes, I think it was in Toronto, and it was unbelievable. They actually radio tracked them and how many coyotes are in an urban space and things like that. So
you open up a deer hunt and you get habitat that's available for other things that you mentioned.
Right. So there's a lot to these type of things to think about, and
I think it's good to always talk about it, but just kind of taking a quick glance on this though, since August of 2013, 3, 6, 9, 10, 17.
Right, great. And on average, maybe 2-3 a year we've gotten. And prior to that, I didn't have any information on anything prior to 2013 with regards to any numbers of issues, but.
But we know that within our small communities, I know my neighbors are always, up in arms. They ate all my flowers or whatever, but they're not calling. There are two sides.
It is what it is. People just kind of accept it's under the night.
You mentioned that you plant
deer resistance, that might be a good thing to.
Educating
the public, right. If you don't want them in your garden, these are good.
And that's as easy as putting some information together with, all that info is out on the web.
Yep.
Just putting links to various websites for people to find that information easily. I think continuing to educate at this point would be very beneficial. And like you had said, using social media and various avenues.
You saw on Twitter. I don't even know who was posting it, but last week from the city of Appleton, they were actually putting out messages to residents to stop taking pictures of turkeys and sending them to the police department.
I did see that. That was a news article.
They're basically saying, we know there's turkeys in Appleton. Stop taking pictures and sending them to us.
So funny. Who would think that you'd send them to the police department?
Some people just don't know.
They don't have too much food to report.
When you've got a problem, call the police.
The next time you need to do a survey, you don't have to go up in a helicopter. You can now
use a drone, right?
Fox 11 drone that you see.
Right.
I think that's
got your excuse to get a drone now.
I have to get licensed to fly this.
You do, yeah.
So I'll just let Brown County, I'll just borrow them to come and do it.
There you go.
So, okay. Any other comments or questions with regards to that? I felt that it was probably time we start the discussion again and just get some feeling from the committee and some ideas. And I think that, we'll try to get some public information put together. Another idea just came to my mind, since we have new eye with our PS public service announcements, PSAs, that might be another avenue to look to get that information out for the one person that watches that station.
You could call them in advance.
Right. Okay, great. Anything else?
Oh, moving on. Future agenda items. Anything else that the committee wants to put on the agenda for future meetings?
I didn't know if I've heard some talk about the prison and what's happening there, perhaps more on the economic development side, but is there an element of parks associated with that we would need to look into or look forward to?
I think at this point in time it's way too preliminary to even worry ourselves about it.
I would agree. From the board side of looking at some of that coming up, it's just, in my opinion, it's a great idea, but it's so early. Mm-hmm. There's so many unanswered questions on that right now that great idea.
If it were to start to move forward,
years from now,
that's a huge space, right?
So, correct.
Okay.
And I think that would definitely be something that all of the standing committees and the planning commission and the village board would get involved with on direction of what, the village wants to see there, if that goes that direction. So, at this point in time, I think it's a little preliminary. But
I imagine there'd probably be a site plan involved where there'd be lots of public input about
that.
Right,
right.
How many acres is that?
60.
Yeah.
Great question.
Anything else? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob, do I have a second by Angela? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. We are adjourned.
Adjourned at 6:33.
I think it was appropriate for me to